The largest school district in western Massachusetts is taking steps toward returning to in-person instruction. Officials in Springfield have made clear they will not rush to reopen schools until the buildings are equipped to achieve an air filtration standard that exceeds what's recommended by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick pushed back this week on State Education Commissioner Jeff Riley's call for Springfield, Worcester, and Boston to resume in-person instruction for high-needs special education students.
Because our high-needs special ed students have the highest rates of pre-existing conditions, so we want to make sure that our environment is safe for all before we bring anyone back in.
After voting in August to begin the school year fully remote for the district's 26,000 students and 2,000 teachers, the Springfield School Committee hired an industrial hygienist to evaluate each school building. Based on the consultant's recommendations, the district plans to install air purifying equipment in the ventilation systems of 51 buildings and put portable air scrubber machines in each classroom in four buildings constructed in the 1890s. Pat Sullivan, the city's director of parks and buildings, estimated it will take about 2 months to finish retrofitting all the schools to achieve the high air filtration standard. He said he found it unconscionable that the state is pressuring Springfield to resume in-person instruction as new coronavirus cases are soaring.
We will not reopen until we can ensure the health and safety of everyone involved.
Even as COVID-19 case counts have surged again in Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker has urged schools to have in-person instruction. He said fears that schools are super spreaders of the virus are largely unfounded.
And that's not just true here. I mean, you look around the world, everybody's concluded the closing schools last spring was probably a bad idea, okay? And the basic message that's coming out for most people this time is schools aren't spreaders, and it's hugely important for the educational and social development of kids and the psychological development of kids that they be in school.
The Springfield School Committee will hold a virtual town hall on December 15th to get public feedback and then vote on a reopening plan at a meeting on December 17th, according to Warwick.
Last time we did the town hall, we had over 5,000 people participate. And we provided information and took feedback in six different languages. So we're planning that again.
With few public schools offering full-time in-person learning, enrollment is down in Massachusetts this year by almost 4%. Typically, there is little year-to-year change in total school enrollment in the state. Springfield saw a year-over-year enrollment decline of 3%. Warwick said the loss of that many students, about 600, has serious financial ramifications.
For Springfield, it would be over a $10 million cut in funding if you look at the dollars per student.
While enrollment in traditional public schools is down, parochial, charter, vocational, technical, and agriculture schools have reported enrollment increases. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.